WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and online at listoftheref.com presents the Modern Day Football Show, a weekly look inside the Wildcat season featuring comments from head coach Mike Gable and a member of this year's team. The Modern Day Football Show is brought to you each week by Hoppe & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show is also brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
We're just about 24 hours away from the start of the high school football season. Modern Day opening up with Central at 6:30 tomorrow night. Hello and welcome. This is the Modern Day Football Show, and I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. Today we will hear from Mike Gable, the head coach of the Wildcats, as well as Nate McDermott, one of the senior leaders for Modern Day as they transition into 3A, and they have a whole lot to prove in 3A in 2024. This show is brought to you by Loppy Heating and Air, Hoppe & Sons Construction, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. With that, we'll take a step aside, and head coach Mike Gable coming up on season number 28, waiting on deck right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Loppy Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Loppy Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Loppy Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Loppy Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To The Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To The Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To The Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Modern Day Football Show with head coach Mike Gable, I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, getting ready for the first game of the season for everyone, but especially for Modern Day. It is a crazy season, a crazy offseason, transitioning into an exciting season. Coach, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. We're excited that football's finally here Friday night. We're ready to go.
So that is tomorrow night, and getting ready for Central. We're going to talk about them momentarily. But first, I want to go backwards before we go forwards. And let's talk about the off season and everything that goes into the reclassification, moving from 2A to 3A. What does this change for modern-day football? Of course, it's a big change, but how does it actually affect you and the program?
Well, honestly, that's not been a factor as far as going to 3A. We still have the conference.
Sure.
It's a loaded conference, and week in, week out, we have to be ready. And I think that prepares every team in the conference for the postseason. But it's a shame that so many of the conference teams and good teams are now loaded in 3A. There's no question that's the toughest section on the state, or any class. But we're happy that we're getting a chance to play. And we barely made the cutoff. We were seven students over the 2A, and that's how we got bumped. But, that's the way life is, and we look forward to playing.
Look forward to playing Central tomorrow night. We'll talk about that soon with Mike Gable, the head coach of the modern-day Wildcats. And right now, trying to rebuild this program. Last year, a bit of a down season, first losing season since 2008. But I remember, Coach, you and I talking last year, and there was really no regrets from last year. It was a young team, and it was an improved team from start to finish. So if you can kind of recap for us the offseason of how that's all translated going into 2024, how would that look?
Well, obviously, we were not happy with the results of last year, the season, the record, but we felt like we were competitive. We gave Memorial 9-6, Fort Wright's 14-10, had a great game with Tell City. It was a powerful team, and then you know, we fell short in the overtime in the last game, but I think through the year, from that Castle game forward, we actually did improve, and we improved quite a bit. Maybe one of the most improved teams we've had. We just couldn't quite get over the hump. Carrying over, we've got a number of kids that got to play last year, and I know they're going to be hungry to do better. They've been focused on that, and, as far as work ethic and time in the weight room and time on the field, this has probably been the most demanding we've had. We're expecting a lot, but we know we got serious challenges ahead.
So with last season being a big season of improvement week in, week out, the off-season focus was what, if you can kind of take us behind the scenes?
Well, we worked. Number one, we realized that we didn't match up very well with a lot of teams we played, and we knew we had to become stronger, so we emphasized the weight room, the strength program. We also worked on, once we got into the summertime, we started working on plays and personnel, but we're still trying to figure that puzzle out right now. But the kids have been eager. They've been working hard. They've done everything we've asked. We're not the deepest that we've ever been, but hopefully we'll be able to put a team out on the field on Friday night and be competitive.
Friday night is tomorrow, and finally, the wait is just about over for modern-day football, but everyone in the area is so excited about the sport coming back and the fall season. A lot of hype around a lot of different teams, modern-day being one of them, and for a lot of different reasons, namely some of their impact players. We're going to hear from one of them after this upcoming break. Nate McDermott waiting on deck right here on WREF. This is the modern-day football show.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Moppy Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Moppy Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Moppy Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Moppy Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages, focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
And we're back on the Modern Day Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you and the Wildcats getting ready for 2024 with tomorrow night's game, 6:30 start against Central. And Nate McDermott, the senior, is here on WREF to tell us what we need to know about the Wildcats. Nate, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
All good. I really appreciate your time. So when it comes to you and your role, of course, you're one of the leaders on the team, being a senior. There were some key losses from last season, but taking 2023 into account and, you know, there's some lumps along the way, and now trying to transition that into 3A and into some success in 2024, what does that look like, taking last year's lessons and implementing them into 2024?
Yeah, I mean, 3A will be a big challenge this year, but, yeah, I mean, we lost a lot of seniors, big players, but we got a lot of young ones this year, and we've been working hard playing as a team, and I'm excited.
You know, Nate, for you, it's a big season. Senior year is always a big year for really any student-athlete in any sport, in any level. But for you, you are that guy. I'd imagine there was a lot of off-season work that went into getting you here, Coach Gable trusting you early on as that leader. But what's the main difference between Nate McDermott from last year and Nate McDermott from this year?
Yeah, I've put on a lot of size. We've been working hard as a whole team this whole off-season. I mean, I'll be playing good myself, or I'm trying, but it's mainly you just got to play as a team. And if you're not playing as a team, it's not going to go well. So.
McDermott is a name that has circulated around modern-day hallways and conversations for a very long time. And for you, again, senior year, this is kind of your opportunity to solidify your role in that legacy. So how much does that add to any element of pressure, the family ties to the program, and to the reputation of modern-day?
It means a lot. I mean, we've had my dad, uncles, cousins. My brother will be playing here soon, and, I mean, it's just our whole family. It's just we're a football family and work hard and just modern-day football. It's all we talk about, really.
So I'm sure there have been a lot of family discussions at the dinner table about Central. What have those looked like? What do you expect out of Central for tomorrow?
Yeah, Central's looking good. I mean, but, again, we're just going to have to play as a team and – work hard. I mean, they're going to be a good team, and they're going to come for revenge from last year, so just work hard.
You know, Nate, on the offensive line, losing Ethan Gooden from last year, I'm sure that's a pretty big loss. How does that change your role, not only as far as, you know, leadership, but I'm talking about the X's and O's and the communication up front?
Yeah, he was a good player. He was big for our line, but we picked up a few sophomores and juniors, and I think they can. They're looking big, and I think they can get the job done. We're just gonna have to keep working hard, though.
Nate, yeah. We're gonna talk to Coach Gable in a moment about Central more in depth, but I'm kind of curious if you can play some Mad Libs with me, fill in the blanks. If modern day blanks tomorrow against Central, they walk away 1-0 just as they did in 2023.
Win. I mean, yeah, we got to do good.
I like it. That's Nate McDermott, one of the leaders for Modern Day Football here on the Modern Day Football Show. Nate, really appreciate the time. Congratulations already on the success you've had in your high school career, but I know that senior year, it's a big year for you. It's a big year for your family, so go crush it. Go do what you do.
Thank you.
You got it. We take a step aside. Mike Gable waiting on deck to talk about Central more in depth. A 6:30 start to tomorrow's game in 2024. That season is right around the corner. We're excited. So are you here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Bobby Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lobby Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lobby Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lobby Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State Preferred Award Destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on the Modern Day Football Show with the head coach, Mike Gable. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. We are just about 24 hours away from kickoff for the 2024 season. So, coach, it all starts with Central, 7:30 tomorrow on the road. Take me through some keys to this game.
Well, you know, tomorrow night we start at 6:30, actually.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Central Stadium. That's all right. You know, we're kind of eager to get it started, too. I know Coach Artis is. With his group, he's got just about everyone back, but we're pretty excited about the opportunity to get to play, and we know Central's going to be much improved. And we've lost some very good players from a year ago, even though the record isn't what it should have been. We still had some competitive guys that we suffered a little bit token of graduation, but Central's got a number of skilled people. They're fast. They're going to try to get an open space, and if they do that, we're going to be in trouble because we don't match up speed-wise. We hope we can do our part and contain and be focused and play 11 on every play.
You know, against Central, like you said, that's a much improved team, and Coach Arndes has been in the lab in the offseason trying to figure out their woes from last year. But with you, I want to focus on your element and your strategy against Central, right? Because it really just comes down to, especially in week one, I feel like coaches just have to focus on themselves because there's really no tape out there with all the turnover in high school sports. You don't know what you're going to get on that other sideline. So for you, a lot of guys are going to have to step up. With some key losses from last year, who do you expect those guys to be? Maybe guys that we haven't talked about so far on the show or even at all last year that are really going to burst on the scene in 2024 starting tomorrow night.
Well, obviously, Nate McDermott, that name and the McDermott name in our modern-day football history is a strong one. And
yeah.
He's team captain and all-stater, but we got Dane Branson is back at center, and we got a couple other guys who are working in. We got some young faces, but Tate Mallory has gotten better at quarterback. He's quick. He's not very tall, but he's very intelligent. In the backfield, we've got Ethan Stofflett is back again for his senior year. He's not very big, but he is quick. And Caden Thacker is he's put on some weight. He's healthy. Last year he suffered a broken leg and didn't hardly get to play at all. So he's pretty eager to get in the lineup. He's a good-sized junior for us. I guess Nolan Schickel is our leading receiver. It's come back, and Tate will look. Tate will look for him. But we got some sophomores and juniors that are mixing in as well. So it's just, I think the way things have gone, it's just a question of who we're going to put out at a given time or a given situation. Because I do think we have some interchangeable parts. Because there's not been a great deal of separation yet as far as who's going to be on the field and who's not, and that's. That's a good thing, and then it also helps to have everything determined so you can develop a chemistry, too. But that's what it's all about. Every team, I guess, is facing that a little bit.
You know, Coach, it seems like you lost a good amount on defense. So with that in mind, I want to ask you about the Central offense and how you expect them to try to, take advantage of what you may have lost from last year and their game plan. If you can kind of rub the crystal ball and tell us what you expect from Central for tomorrow night.
Well, I think they look pretty good in the scrimmage against Gibson Southern, and they've got a number of good receivers. Brochures, if he plays quarterback, he's got good size for a sophomore. He's got a very good arm, and he certainly has targets. I think Central's going to try to utilize their speed. They run several different offensive sets, and they seem to be running them pretty well at this point of the year. So, it's hard to pick out any one player. I mean, Graham Greene, Cato, Stewart, you name them, they got them, and they're tough. And they got good size along with the speed. So we got our hands full. We don't match up as far as size, but I think hopefully the players are understanding their roles and their jobs, and they'll play as a unit.
That's head coach Mike Gable for Modern Day Football, and the 2024 season begins tomorrow night, 6:30 against Central. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time of the first Modern Day Football show of 2024. Always an exciting time.
Well, thank you for having us, and we really appreciate you guys putting this show together and keeping high school football where it should be, number one. Thank
you. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Always a pleasure. All right, you have been listening to the Modern Day Football Show on WREF. Same time next week right here on 97.7 FM.
You have been listening to the Modern Day Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. This week's show has been brought to you by Hoppy & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville The State Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show has also been brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. The Modern Day Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.